From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. It's been nearly 3 years since Operation Rio Grande launched in an effort to address homelessness and drug use in a Salt Lake City neighborhood. As KUER's Emily Means reports, Utah lawmakers received an update on the initiative today during a legislative task force meeting.
Since the operation started in August 2017, the Salt Lake County Jail has processed more than 8,000 bookings as part of the initiative, though people could have been booked into the jail more than once. That's according to Chief Deputy Matt Dumont with the County Sheriff's Office. He said there's been an increase in the jail's daily population over the course of the operation.
The Salt Lake County Jail actually averaged over 400 people who were in jail due to Operation Rio Grande. And that was from March 15th of 2018 through March 15th of 2020.
But Dumont said the jail has released inmates to prevent spreading COVID-19. Republican Representative Paul Ray, the chair of the task force, said the decline in the jail's population makes him worry about an increase in crime.
You know, I think we need to balance. To me, public safety comes first. Whether an inmate catches COVID-19 is a secondary issue to me.
Ray said he's noticed more criminal activity and homeless encampments around North Temple in Salt Lake City. Emily Means, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert issued a new challenge today for Utah in the fight against COVID-19. Herbert said he wants the state's 7-day average of new daily cases to be at 400 or fewer by September 1st. In July, Herbert set a goal of 500 or fewer cases by the beginning of August, which the state met. For the past week, Utah has averaged 449 cases a day, though health officials reported 587 new cases today. There are currently 190 people hospitalized for the disease. Utah State University is the latest university in the state to temporarily suspend its standardized testing requirements for next year because of COVID-19. Undergraduate applicants are not required to submit ACT and SAT test scores for spring, summer, or fall admission in 2021. Instead, students will be evaluated based on their grade point average. University of Utah and Westminster College both announced in June they would not require ACT or SAT scores. USU says it will review how the decision impacts retention and recruitment and make a more permanent decision in the future. ACT and SAT test scores are still required to apply for academic merit scholarships and certain majors. Concerts and music festivals around the region have been canceled due to COVID-19, but not all of them. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Take the Mad Mountain Music Festival. It's a new outdoor EDM music fest in Casper, Wyoming, and it's happening this weekend. Outdoor gatherings are less likely to spread the virus, especially in windy Wyoming. Organizers say festival goers must wear masks when they're shoulder to shoulder with others in front of the stage performers, but that will be hard to police.
They're going to put on the mask off and on, off and on, off and on. Oh, shoulders touching. Now it's not. Shoulders touching. Now it's not. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Christine Porter teaches community and public health at the University of Wyoming. She noted that drinking, singing, and shouting happens at festivals, making it hard to maintain distancing and keep droplets from spreading. So she recommends masks throughout the festival grounds, markings to outline where people should stand, and strict enforcement of both. Without that clarity, she fears,
it's just going to dissolve into chaos so fast.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Today marks the 75th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing, and organizations around the country are asking survivors and advocates to speak out against nuclear weapons. Mary Dixon is a Utah native and wrote Exposed, a play about the effects of above-ground nuclear testing. Speaking today, Dixon says she's a victim of radioactive fallout, and it continues to affect others.
People are still getting sick. Their cancers are returning. Other health complications are showing up. In addition, the genetic damage could affect new generations.
Last month, the House passed a bill that would prevent nuclear weapons testing on U.S. soil. Utah's Democratic Representative Ben McAdams sponsored the bill and said that testing has affected thousands in the state. Rocky Mountain Power will construct 3 new solar energy facilities across Utah to power Facebook's data center in Eagle Mountain. In its announcement today, the utility company says the 3 projects will be built in rural areas in Carbon, Box Elder, and Tooele counties. The facilities are scheduled to come online by 2023 and combined will generate 235 megawatts of solar power. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.